Many people believe credit scores are better for certain people based on their age, gender, or race. Let's find out if this is actually true.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
You think you have good credit.
So I'm sure we've all heard crazy stories or excuses when it comes to certain people having specific credit scores. You know, you're going to have some people that believe a specific gender or a specific race has better scores than, you know, everyone else because of their race or because of their gender, because of their age. But truth is, this all comes down to a lack of knowledge when it comes to credit scores or anything financially related to paying bills, how to build your credit, what can hurt it, you know, how this can affect you years down the road. So in this episode, we're really going to go through pretty much these three main topics about age, race, gender, and, you know, whatever else could possibly be affecting your credit scores. First topic we're going to talk about is your age. A lot of people think that people who are under the age of 25, they're just graduating college or whatever the case is, those specific people may have lower credit scores than people that are in their 30s. Vice versa, let's switch it up a little bit. There's also rumors going around that people believe, based on a recent study, that if you're over the age of 60, that you're almost guaranteed to have an 800 credit score by then. So let's first back up a little bit and just remember what is a credit score and how are these calculated, right? So a credit score is just a ranking based on how well you pay your bills. And by bills, I mean, you know, unfortunately, things that you finance because you may have not had the funds up front to purchase these items. There are people who finance vehicles. There are people who finance homes. You know, I believe everyone in their 20s or 30s unfortunately had to finance a home by not having the funds available. And then you're going to have some people that are in the business state of mind to where they believe that they can use credit to buy things at, you know, a low interest rate, 4%, 5%, especially years ago where people can get a home for 3% or 2%. You know, these people were spending $800,000 to $1 million on a home that's at a 3% rate versus dropping that back into their business and reinvesting, you know, they can probably make a 10% annual return. So there are people who do think like that and use credit for those purposes. But just getting back on topic here, it is actually not true that people under the age of 25 just, you know, always have bad credit or may not have the best credit. It's actually the other way around. Many people under the age of 25 actually have excellent credit or so-called excellent credit as far as their credit scores are ranked. This is because many parents prepare their teenagers or, you know, young adults that are going to college with a credit card that is a authorized user, you know, so they will add their child as a authorized user on their credit card while they're going to school, and then the parent is just going to pay it off, and then this is building their credit over the years. And 9 times out of 10, a child's first vehicle, you know, the parent may co-sign for it. So this is also assuring that this student that's going to school isn't missing payments because they're probably working a part-time job and can't afford the car payment or whatever the case is. If that person decides to finance a vehicle for their kid's first vehicle just for something that's more reliable and safety, because maybe they didn't have the funds available to purchase something more reliable. So it is what it is. You know, there are so many features on cars these days, lane assist, blind spot monitor. So if your kid is driving and they think that there's no car next to them and they go to swerve, it's, you know, going to beep or going to pull them back into their lane. I mean, I get it. So if you're someone who's very, you know, nervous about your kid driving for the first time, you're probably going to want them to have features like that. I don't necessarily support using credit for depreciating things. We'll get into that for another episode. But yeah, you know, it's not, you know, every person thing to where you're just going to have funds to buy a vehicle. So I get it. But yeah, your typical person under the age of 25 usually have less bills than someone who may be in their later 20s or early 30s or mid 30s. So this person that is under the age of 25, like I say, have less bills, you know, reporting to their credit. Therefore, the one or two things they do have reporting is probably going to be paid on time 100% of the time. So this person may not have established credit under the age of 25 because they may only have their parents' credit card that they're an authorized user on, and then maybe their first vehicle or something. So which is also a split up ownership of that as well. You know, it's probably half of their parents' name. So a lot of times most lenders prefer, you know, you to have three or four lines of credit reporting just to be considered having established credit. So this person under the age of 25 may have a 750 credit score, but it's literally based on two little accounts that's on their credit. So but yeah, realistically, most people under the age of 25 would usually have a better credit score than those who are older. The next thing is people over the age of 60 is guaranteed to have a 800 credit score. That is also not true. A recent study shows that the average age that people pay off their mortgage is around 63. And this is usually when they stop financing things. So, you know, let's go back. Credit is only used to be a tool. It is a tool to hopefully, because it is a risk, it's not guaranteed, just like anything in life. Hopefully you can use it as a tool and later on it pays off to where you don't need credit anymore. So what I mean by that, let's just take a person who's renting somewhere and every month they're paying a landlord or they're paying some type of rental company like an apartment complex. They're paying rent every single month. If you were to do that forever, you're going to have a housing expense every single month for the rest of your life. The investment idea with buying a home, the idea is not that the home is going to increase in value, because you only make money if the home sells, and then now you have to go buy something that's more expensive. That's, you're not really winning there. The point of an investment with buying a home is later on in life, you won't have a mortgage expense anymore. You won't have a cost to live somewhere anymore. Now, you're still going to have property tax and home insurance if you have that or whatever, but that's nowhere near a $2,000 monthly payment like a mortgage would be. So the point of using credit to buy a home at the age of 25, age of 30, age of 35 is that once you get 60 years old, you no longer have that mortgage anymore, and hopefully by then you have invested your money into something or save your money into something to where you have to buy a car, you can buy cash, you have money saved up for retirement. You really don't need credit anymore. And most of your responsible adults who use credit to their advantage and plan and budget responsibly, they have saved up for the time they're retired and get to the age of 60, 70, whatever the case is, so they don't have to borrow money from the bank. That is the long-term goal in life, is to use credit to your advantage to jump out of that apartment, jump away from that landlord, and just get a head start into getting into a mortgage. And then years later, that mortgage is paid off and you no longer have that mortgage anymore. So that's the whole idea with using credit as a tool. So getting back on topic with the age here, no, it is not common for, or it's not the most commonly factor when you get to the age of 60 plus that you automatically have good credit scores, because that is simply not true, because most people get out of debt by then and no longer finance things at that age. Next topic, gender, which is also not a factor when it comes to ranking your credit score. However, many people believe men will usually have a better credit score than women. The reason behind this is based on a recent study. I'm always getting my research from, just typing and stuff on Google and looking at different links. But based on these studies, most people, I think it was based on 5,000 people, they believe that a man will have a better credit score than a woman, because men usually go out into the field and work. And then some women's, especially how expensive things are in the household and people have to pay for daycare, most families make the decision to where the women stay at home while the man work and the woman take care of the kids and avoid daycare. So a lot of families operate like that in America. So naturally in our head, we think that men have more bills under their name, which is building their credit history, and women have no income and they may not have any credit history. However, based on this recent study of 5,000 people, it is actually averaging out to be the same. I think men have a average of having a 704 credit score and women are having a 705 credit score. Either way it go, your gender has nothing to do with your credit score. It's all based on what items that you finance, what's your credit history, how well you paid those items off, if you closed accounts early, if you left them open, whatever the case is, your gender has nothing to do with your credit score. And it actually comes out to where men and women average out to have around the same credit score. All right, so third and last topic, race. Does race play a factor into what your credit score is? No. So based on, again, research that I've done, many people believe that white Americans usually have good credit. Now, for whatever reason, I'm gonna get into that later after this topic here and explain, you know, what may be some reasons, but that is actually not true. So based on this list here that I'm looking at on my computer screen, over 50% of Black Americans, unfortunately, have bad credit scores. Around 41% of Hispanics have bad credit scores. 37% of white Americans have bad credit scores. So the number one racial group that have good credit are actually going to be Asians. Only 18% of Asians have bad credit scores or no credit scores. So Asians are actually number one by, you know, a long shot. White Americans are number two, Hispanics are number three, and then lastly, Black Americans. Now, although your race does not play a factor in your credit score or determine what your credit score is going to be, there's actually some reasons why specific race or races may have lower credit scores than other races. So, and we're all just going to keep a neutral ground here and just be related based on research. Usually majority of your Black Americans don't have the school district resources, or they don't have the resources from their families or their parents. And a lot of them grew up in lower income areas to where their parents weren't as educated when it comes to credit scores and things of that nature. Now, Asians and white Americans, they may have grown up in a background to where their parents were business owners, or their parents already had 800 credit scores and they used credit to their advantage to buy a home, and then they no longer have a mortgage, whatever the case is. So a lot of reasons come into factor when it comes to why these numbers are displaying here, why over 50% of, you know, people like me, Black Americans, have lower credit scores. Thankfully, I have educated myself and I've always used credit to my advantage. And clearly I own a podcast speaking about credit education. So for those of you, okay, and I'm gonna just go over everything. For those of you who may believe your credit scores are lower than, you know, any other gender, any other race, any other age group, whatever the case is, you know, tune in to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast. That is why I have this podcast series here, dropping free credit education for those who may have grown up in those backgrounds to where you didn't have the resources. So if you're a stay-at-home mom, if you're a female and, you know, you don't have any bills and you're just making sure that you're raising the kids correctly while your husband works, and you may feel that you don't have the resources, or you really don't care because you don't have bills at this time. So if you feel like you need to educate yourself more when it comes to credit education, tune in. If you're someone who is a younger student who's going through college, you want to make sure you don't get trapped into the student loan, you know, trap, And you want to be someone, you're mid or still early 20s, and you're making sure you want to have good credit, tune in to this podcast. And then lastly, if you are one of these racial groups here who grew up in a community that had less resources than any other race that's out there, again, this podcast is for you guys who may not have someone at home that can teach you how to use credit, what is a credit score, how to build a credit score, what you should buy with your credit, what you shouldn't buy. You know, you shouldn't go and finance things on a firm and pay for your vacations and buy shoes and stuff using your credit, and then you miss payments because of tennis shoes. You may need someone in your ear or in your face if you're watching this on a YouTube platform, but regardless, you may need someone who can help you out with credit education, and maybe you can break that cycle in the next generation. You can, you know, do this with your children, and then your children have a 700 credit score when they're going to college because you gave them this authorized user account and you helped them out, you know, building credit as a 18, 19 year old. And now they're in their early 20s, you know, at 21, 22 years old, and they have perfect credit and they can get a head start on buying a house. And then maybe in their 40s, they may not have a mortgage anymore because they've gotten that head start instead of buying a home in their late 30s or early 40s. So for any of you guys that need help with credit education, or even if you have a few things that's affecting your credit scores, then clearly you can reach out to Sturgis Credit Repair, and we can see, you know, how we may can assist you with those items as well. But hopefully this episode and many of the other episodes and future episodes are at least helping some people that are out there in the world. Sturgis Credit Repair. Sturgis Credit Repair. If you want a new house, call us. If you need